Ladies and gentlemen, what's up? We, as real estate agents, we have to do better. To everybody watching me, I know I have non-realtors who follow me too and people who aren't in the industry, but just generally speaking, we need to do better. Now, I know everything that I've put out, my message, everything that I represent is in spirit of this, of doing better. Consummate professionals, getting the job done, not cutting corners, sharp, top-notch communicators, dressing the part and looking the part. That's what I'm talking about. Go to my Instagram and go to my YouTube channel, and you can see the sentiment of some of these trolls and some of the people in the public claiming we're overpaid and this and that. And to a degree, I can't be mad at them. Why? Because the vast majority of our industry doesn't take things seriously. They don't carry themselves like professionals. They don't treat this like a business. And that's why I'm asking everybody to step up. Imagine the person out there who comes on my page or another page and and has these, you know, negative opinions. You don't know. Maybe they got screwed over by an agent. Maybe it was one of those agents who charged them money under the table, or their cousin screwed them over, or this, like, you never know. That's why I don't just clap back at everybody who runs their mouth. Because I don't know. If somebody came to my page and complained that realtors ain't shit, and they've been burned by four, or they know five and they all suck, can you really be mad at them? You can't. And that's why I always tell people, if at an individual level everybody stepped up, then collectively everything would change. It would cause a mass ripple effect to where the general sentiment about us and our profession would change. Now, generally speaking, like, let's take a look at this, because one of the main concerns from people, if we hear complaints, is we're overpaid. Well, let's take a look, right? Let's compare somebody who makes commission, like a realtor, and then somebody who makes a large fee, a percentage-based fee, a lot of times like a lawyer, right? Well, how can lawyers make, you know, 30, 40, 50% and nobody really seems to complain, generally speaking, compared to realtors? Well, it's because lawyers are much more prestigious. People hold them in a high light. Generally speaking, there's not a negative sentiment towards lawyers. It's a respected profession. They go through schooling, yada, 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 and all that stuff. But with realtors, because the general sentiment is negative, well, you're overpaid. That's where the problem stems. That's where it stems from. So we need to take a look at the industry and ourselves and say, well, if I, Brian BC, am a representative of this industry, well, what am I doing? Now, I'm not talking about, you know, if people like you or not and personal opinions. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your professional capacity, because when it comes as operationally as an agent, as a team leader, and what I do working with developers and everything, well, the results, how I carry myself, and the general sentiment of my customers and the people around me are positive, overwhelmingly positive. Therefore, I'm representing the profession in a very good way. Now, I can't say that for most people, unfortunately. I can't. So you need to take a look at what you're doing and say, okay, well, what needs to change? Again, if you show up and you work from home and you're in sweats all day and you wear dirty pants and you watch a couple Zoom meetings and YouTube videos and you don't do much, well, are you really representing real estate well? When you go out in public and you represent your brand, are you interacting with the public in a certain way? Are you doing the extra work like previewing homes and studying the market and staying up to date on what's happening and having maybe a weekly or at least a bi-weekly conversation with your lender to find out about the rates and what the scope is of the future and lending and the economy and interest rates and all that stuff? Like, are you at least doing the bare minimum to stay up to date on a lot of these things? Are you really putting in the effort? Or are you like some of these people, oh, I'm going to get in real estate, do no work, and try to get paid a ton of money? Almost like the recurring joke that would happen in LA where everybody is an actor. Well, now everybody's a real estate agent. That's the joke. But I see a lot of people not take this thing serious. Almost as if Well, you know, and I get it. Low barrier to entry. You just got to take the test. I understand. But still, how about we hold ourselves to a higher standard? How about we do more? How about you get a coach? How about you put in the extra work? How about you get nicer clothes? How about you keep your car clean? How about you invest in getting some branding and paying a couple bucks on Fiverr to get good logos and get up-to-date pictures and all that stuff and get a professional headshot and pay an extra 50 or 100 bucks to get professional photography on your listings? I mean, the basics, y'all, that any consummate professional would do. I don't understand the disconnect. Then at the same time, we will be upset that the public or a lot of these trolls come and complain and throw shots and throw digs and say we're overpaid and we're amateurs. Well, you can't be mad at that if you're exhibiting the qualities and operating like one of those average agents that they're complaining about. I mean, it really comes down to that. Because another piece of this is actually carrying and wearing some pride. Carrying, right? Like carrying and wearing some pride about your profession. I'm a damn proud agent, realtor, business owner, team leader. Why wouldn't I be? If I represent these things and I'm doing a good job, why wouldn't I be proud of my profession and what I do? And then holding it to the highest esteem, again, at a professional capacity. I don't care. We're not talking about personal opinions if you like this realtor or that realtor. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about your ability to do the job and represent a strong professional real estate agent, realtor. So that will begin to sway the opinions, because it's happened where I meet somebody and the way I move and speak and all that, they're like, wow, you're one that I've met who, okay, like this is what a prototypical good agent would be like. I get it now because the only other agents that I've dealt with suck. Okay, well, if we had more of those, that would become the norm. But we really have to step up. And for many of you, simply collaborating with better agents would help you. Holding yourself to a higher standard would help you. Making sure you leave no stone unturned would help you. Going the extra mile for your clients would help you. All these little things. Taking pride in your workspace. Taking pride in your interaction. Showing up first and leaving last. Getting there early. Doing a little bit extra for your clients. Communicating early and often. Stay looking sharp. Take care of yourself. Update your business card photos. If you haven't taken a business card photo in the last 30 years, update it. Not using disingenuous marketing or, you know, bait and switch tactics. All the sleazy salesman stuff that they talk about. Like, we know what that is. Sales is sales, right? Let people complain about sales, but you know what I'm talking about with the bait and switch. Like, I've seen people say, well, you know, I charge 3%. And then when they show up to the meeting, they tell the owner, well, 3% for me. Now, what are we going to pay other people? Dude, you advertise that you charge 3%. Give me a break. That's a bait and switch. Or people calling for sale by owners and pretending they have a buyer when they really don't. Come on, dude. If you have to lie to sell, you're trash. You suck. See, that's what, again, feeds into this narrative that we suck or we're not good. And then I get thrown into that boat too, and I don't appreciate that. So let's show up. Let's do things correctly. Let's uplift each other. Because again, regardless of what you think about me, when do you ever see me bashing individual agents and saying, oh, this person sucks? I've never in my 11 years on this platform ever thrown shade at people. A ton of shade has been thrown at me, which I get it. They need to get attention. And I was censored and demonetized and all that stuff, right? But when have you seen me say, oh, this agent sucks and this agent sucks? No, dude, I don't have time for it. Number one, number two, no interest in it. But number three, I would feed into this, that we're no different than the people who work in corporate America that just beat each other up, crabs in the bucket. I'm not that type of agent, nor will I ever be. So I really urge you, step up. You want this thing to change? Step up. You want the public to view us differently? Step up. You want more prestige associated with your title and your profession? Step up. You need to be, because again, when we individually change, that's what causes the ripple effect, and that's what we need. Okay, if you agree, let me know. Shoot me a comment, share this video, tag a friend who you think needs to hear this, and I'll see you guys in the next video. Peace.